Have you ever thought the words married and crazy would coincide with one another? Neither did I. Until Married Into Crazy came into existence. Rhonda and Ernie, also known as Snooks and Levy, started Married Into Crazy podcast and coaching. They have over 25 years of marital bliss, and they're about to share how not losing sight of each other has kept them connected over the years. But also, you're about to hear their passion and love for helping married couples and singles navigate their relationships to help them become the best version of themselves. Join me in this episode of Why Not You.
Oh, this is about to get edited. Hey, welcome to another edition of Why Not You podcast. Hey, I'm joined today by my brother and sister, rocking Married Into Crazy.
Let's go.
Hey. Let's go. What's going on, y'all? What's going on?
This will be fun.
For real. Married Into Crazy.
Yes.
This is, yes. So. Hey, I'm just letting y'all know it's going to take us a minute. You're going to have your week.
Because, you know, Alicia's the one that married into crazy, so.
Oh, I know, right?
Whatever. Well, I mean, if it's, yeah, it's that's a good thing. Right?
Right. Okay. There's two connotations. There's two connotations.
Two connotations. So. Listen, I remember one of my coworkers, she said, D. Wells, no matter what, whoever you marry, they're going to be crazy. I'm just letting you know, all girls are crazy. You just got to find the right crazy that you can handle. I was like, here we go.
That's why you need that shirt. Say married into crazy. Of course, it means, you know, well, we'll get into it, but
yeah. So how'd y'all come up with the name Married Into Crazy?
That was Lovey. He was, we were at a reception and all the men that were married into the family besides, what was it, Mal
and his dad.
I don't think Uncle Leroy was in there.
He was.
Oh, so Ernest picked up his cup and was like, so to everyone who married into great, well, Uncle Leroy married into the family too, though. Yeah. So,
oh, so maybe he wasn't in there. But yeah, but it was one of those things where I looked around the room, all the fellas were in the bar area over at the VFW, and all the women were in there dancing, doing whatever. And I realized that all but a couple of the guys all married into the family. So I told everybody to get a drink, and I raised our glass in a toast. And I said, this is for all the fellas that married into crazy. And immediately everybody was like, oh, you're right. And we were drinking and dapping because everybody knew. And it stuck. And so that year we got all the fellas that married into crazy coffee mugs. I had a friend make some coffee mugs back Christmas. Dad got one because he married into crazy. He was the elder statesman of crazy. And
titles.
Right. And then there was the sergeant of arms and no, but we had, everybody had, you know, that, and that was a thing. That's where the name came from. And then when we decided to make a podcast second time around, we rebranded it because the name just, our original name just didn't work. And when we're trying to think of names, Snooks was like, well, why don't you just call it Married Into Crazy? Because you already talk about that. That's already known and it makes sense. And then we switched it up.
So instead of it just being, you know, when everyone, they see the shirts or whatever, they always think of crazy, like, yeah, he's crazy. You know, like Coco, look, what was it, Crazy for Cocoa Puffs or something? Right.
Yeah, cuckoo for Cocoa.
No, that's cuckoo. Okay. But, you know, crazy.
That's the same thing.
But so we made it, it's actually an acronym that crazy stands for. And it's compassionate, real, accountable, zealous, and yielding. So when we say we married into crazy, we're saying that we married into compassion, into being real, having accountability, being zealous for each other, and also having the ability to yield to one another.
Ooh-wee. You said zealous for one another and yield. Oh my goodness gracious. How do you keep up that level of zealousness? Is that even a word? Zealousness?
That is a word. Well, I mean, you know, it's not something that comes easily. I think no matter how much you love your partner, you know, no matter how happy you guys are together or with each other, it still requires you to put effort into it. So mm-hmm. when you think about being zealous, it's like excited and being enthusiastic. So not saying we run around doing cartwheels for each other, but we make sure that we give the same energy to other people. We give it to our spouse, because you know how that goes. We meet people and we're very enthusiastic and we spend a lot of time and we're laughing and we're talking and having all this fun, and then we come home to our spouse and they just get whatever's left of us, the fumes in the gas tank. So how I treat my friends, I need to make sure I treat my spouse better.
You know, it's football season right now. Everybody's getting hyped up right now. There's a bunch of Cowboys fans and some Giants fans that are getting just amped because it's Monday Night Football and they're home yelling, screaming, texting to each other. Have that same zealousness for your spouse. You know, if you're going to be a fan, be a fanatic for your spouse.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. Y'all preaching right there. Y'all straight preaching. Lord, touch us.
That's what we need. We need one of them big old foam hands with the big number one.
Right.
You know, I married number one.
Right. That's funny. Yeah. That's a good idea, actually.
That is, huh? Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you're going to see MIC on the big old finger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you will.
On the finger.
At the first Married in the Crazy Conference.
Duh. There we go. So what did y'all want to accomplish, you know, through starting Married in the Crazy? What was the vision for couples?
Well, you want to go?
Well, the biggest part of it is, after what we went through in our relationship, and you get over the hump after the trauma of what we went through, the stabbing and the open heart surgeries and all the recovery and all that stuff. And then when Snooks asked for a divorce in year four and we had to get through that, once we made it on the other side of that mountain, it just seemed natural that people already gravitated towards us, asking us for advice or what have you. So unofficially, we've been doing this for a while, but it was almost as if God had blessed us. Like, I brought you through the fire, so that way you can actually share your experiences and help other individuals. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you go through stuff, you're not going through it just because God doesn't favor you. You're going through it because, you know, he's preparing you to actually be a blessing to others.
Yeah. Right. Everything that happens to us is not for us. It could be for us to teach someone else. So.
And how long y'all been married now?
It will be 26 years in January. So 25 years and almost 10 months.
Goodness gracious.
It's not like anybody's counting.
I know, right? How many days?
Let me see. 26. No, 22. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 9 months, 26 days, and
you should be happy hours. that I know that.
I don't know. That could go either way, right? Because I could be like, she counting down to something, which I don't know. She's like, because on this day, you won't be here anymore.
Wow.
The insurance expires on.
So if anything ever happens to me, we know he did it because he's the one that's counting.
Brother's
down.
Not counting down. I am not counting. Anyway, I don't know. Yeah. You're a little scary.
Whatever.
Yeah, see, she's trying to collect on that insurance, but whatever. we're not going to go there.
She said anyway.
Anyway.
Hey, do you have a decent insurance policy?
You said what?
Do you have a decent insurance policy? You know that got to get edited now, but he ain't had a microphone up.
I was like, why is your voice so low?
I know, right? I might just leave it in. You know what I'm saying?
But that, you know, this is what it's about, the journey. It's about the journey.
Man, that's so funny. I can't tell you how many times we had our mics up and, you know, we doing our podcast just to find out that we didn't turn the mics on and the sound was coming from the computer. So, yeah.
And it sounded like we were like in a tin can.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
I think I told you one time I accidentally turned on the metronome.
Oh, that was only one time when he did an interview of me and the whole time tick, tick, tick.
It was
like, serious.
Seriously, never did it before. Never did it before, but he gonna say accidentally.
And one of our very first super listener, loyal listener that we didn't know, from anybody, but she listened every single week. She still does, but she was in New York. She shot us an email. Something's wrong with your audio.
Yep.
And I couldn't fix it.
Came down here and figured it out. It's like, oh wow. Yeah, he couldn't fix it because it was already part of the podcast. Wow. So yep.
Hey, lesson learned. It's all right.
It's all right.
Part of the process. Part of the process.
That's right. So yeah. Back to the nitty-gritty. So working as a team, I know it's very important, you know, in our families, careers, jobs, whatever, in sports. Y'all have a podcast. Y'all have a podcast and coaching program for married couples that are making a huge impact in the married community. How important is communication and just working together?
Well, communications is very important. And the thing is, though, you know, the right type of communication is important because, you know, let's be honest, cussing and screaming, that's a form of communication. That's not very effective, though. So we have to learn how to speak each other's languages. You know, we talk a lot about love language and what have you, but I have to understand when he says something, I need to make sure that I understand what he means, because when we don't have that understanding, that's when we start miscommunicating. Because I thought you was talking about this, and he's, I was saying this, blah, blah, blah. So I could be right in my argument, but we're arguing about the wrong things. So, you know, having the effective communication, that's what we need to focus on, not just communicate, you know, communication as a whole.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. So many people talk about how communication is supposed to be the crux of every relationship. And it is, but like Snicks was talking about, there's a difference between communication and comprehension. Mm-hmm. Comprehension is the thing that not too many people really discuss or get into. And you have to be able to comprehend what you're being told, because you can give somebody some instructions, misplace a comma or two, and the instructions are completely different. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the same thing happens in our relational abilities with each other, because, you know, emphasis, tone, meter, so many different things. And you have to build a way. That's why we use the assessment. We use the DISC assessment. And I hate the fact that it's even called an assessment. Because it truly is more of a self-awareness tool to become aware of your preferences and tendencies. And all the couples and even singles that we work with, because some people come to us for premarital work before they actually jump the broom or, you know, cross that line, so to speak.
Yeah.
And we work with them on understanding themselves, right? And then, only then, when you understand yourself, can you truly relate and understand someone else. So we use that quite a bit. And then we also use that as a tool to help them communicate and understand each other better.
Got it. And so how long has it actually taken you guys to get to that point where you guys can actually hear and listen to one another? And then
25 years.
25 years, 9 months, 26 days. No. No, but it's taken a while. It didn't happen in the first 4 years, definitely.
I mean, I feel like, cutting them off. It's always a work in progress, you know. Right. Mm-hmm. Every day we have to work on effectively communicating with each other, because longevity can also make you just drop the ball. You know, you get comfortable because you've been together for so long. Oh, he knows what I mean. Or, well, she understands what I mean. I didn't say it 15 times or whatever.
Yeah.
So just don't ever let the fact that you've been together for a long time make you so comfortable that you stop trying to make sure you're being effective in your communication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, familiarity breeds contempt. So you start making these assumptions like, oh, okay, I know. Right. I mean, there's times where we finish each other's sentence. Mm-hmm. And we can just look at each other, and sometimes we're thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't tell you how many times we'll look at each other and I'll say something. She's like, because I was about to say the exact same thing, or vice versa. That definitely happens. There is a connection, right? There is a vibe, a synergy that's between us. But there's also those moments where it's like, you didn't tell me that. I did tell you that.
What were you thinking? Exactly. Well,
what you said was this, X, Y, and Z. So I did that. And it's like, well, that's not what I meant. You know, so there's we're human. there's mm-hmm. always going to be that variability.
Yeah.
There's going to be room for error no matter where we are. That's why I also loved what she said, that we're always going to be a work in progress. Look, we're going to be a 90-year-old couple still arguing over the fact that I should have learned 60 years ago that she does not like cheese on her hamburgers. Sometimes I just do it out of spite.
That's why I don't have them get burgers for me no more.
Like, no, just put, go ahead.
They always put American cheese on hamburgers. I don't like American cheese, so.
So if it was Swiss or cheddar, would it be cool?
Cheddar with bacon, uh-huh. not just cheese on the burger. That's why.
See, fellas, okay, take a note.
Yeah,
we was talking about cheeseburgers, and see, and the wives always go, you know, try to put 10 on it. She said cheddar with bacon. Why nobody talking about bacon?
No bacon.
I'm just saying how I like my cheeseburger.
Bacon, avocado, sprinkle a little bit of gold, look, and some diamonds on it.
Don't ask me any questions if you don't want my answer.
Right. Ask me no questions. I'll tell you no lies.
Taking no lies.
Anyway.
So working with couples and doing y'all podcasts and y'all coaching stuff. What has been like some of the most satisfying things that you guys has actually like seen in couples and just kind of stepping out on your faith journey to, you know, make this stuff happen, pursuing this act of service?
The most gratifying. Can I answer one?
Wow. Get your head off me.
The most gratifying for me is when you see that you've been providing tools and resources, because the goal isn't for us to be the coach forever. Mm-hmm. We want to get to a point where we want to teach, you know, how it's biblical, where you teach a person how to fish, right? You want to teach people how to fish as opposed to actually fishing and just giving them the food and feeding them all the time.
Yeah.
And same thing in the relationships. We love when we're able to work with a couple and we provide tools, resources, mm-hmm. and they put them in their bag and they start to use them to overcome some of the conflict mm-hmm. that they go through. Because look, we're human. Everybody's different. You're going to have conflict. Mm-hmm. Snooks always says that conflict is inevitable, but combat is optional. And mm-hmm. so often that conflict becomes combat in a lot of relationships. Mm-hmm. And when we see a couple that used to be very combative, mm-hmm. and then they start to actually use the tools and resources that, you know, we introduce them to, and they're able to call out like, yeah, well, what would normally be like a 5-day argument, and us not talking to each other, you know, we were able to find resolution, mm-hmm. you know, within the span of a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that there wasn't conflict, right? The world doesn't go away. Problems don't necessarily go away. Right. But what they do is they learn how to deal with it. When we see that, I mean, that just brings immense joy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like Levy said, it brings me joy when they say, or we see the evidence of the work that they're actually doing, you know, because we could have people come to us and we can provide whatever resources, information, tools. And if they don't take them and do them, they're just coming to be, I'm like, look, we ain't trying to kick it with y'all and just hang out, you know, use the stuff that we give you. Right. But it's very gratifying when you see that, you see the change in the demeanor, you know, the way that their tone when they're talking, they used to sit so far apart. Now they're closer and, you know, it's like you see the love again. So, yeah.
But I will say on the other side of the coin, it's a little deflating at times when they say that they're working and then you see one person working at it, but the other one's just, I'm just here.
Yeah.
It's like they're checking a box and we can tell you stories. I mean, there's one in particular that's just horrible, but there's just things that you want to know that the people, and we've put in some fail safes at this point mm-hmm. to make sure that both individuals are truly about that work,
mm-hmm. yeah.
about putting in the work. Because sometimes you want your marriage to come together, you just lost the ability for whatever reason to communicate. You both want to win, you just don't know how to get there. As long as everybody's in it, because the bottom line is that we put in these fail safes now to where everyone has to be willing to put in the work. Mm-hmm. It can't just be, that's like, okay, look, you know that phrase, you know, we're all in the same boat now.
Yeah.
That's marriage, right? Mm-hmm. You're both getting in the canoe. And if you get into a canoe or you get into a rowboat, whatever you want to call it, and only one of you is rowing and putting in the work,
yeah.
all you're going to do is go in circles. Mm-hmm. You can keep going in circles, wondering why you're not going anywhere, mm-hmm. or there's no progress, and it's just going to spin and spin and spin. It's going to take both individuals that are in that boat. Look, you might have been single before, but you're in the same boat now, and it's going to take both of you to row to oar if you want to make that progress. Mm-hmm. Can't just be one of you. And that's the same thing when it comes to our coaching. Can't just be one person putting in the work. You've got to do it together. And I'm not saying it has to be the equal amount. Sometimes somebody's going to put in a little bit more than the other, mm-hmm. but the fact that you're both doing it, there's going to be seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and I bet that's kind of hard for somebody who's actually been seeking for a long time, and then all of a sudden they get married and they're just kind of stuck in their ways. And now you got two people working together. It's like, goodness gracious, what mm-hmm. I have is yours and yours is mine. I might not even want what you got, but still.
You should have thought about that before you said I do.
But, I know.
But a lot of people get there, right?
Right.
You know, they move pretty quickly. Some people take, you know, they're together 5 years and they get married. They'd be like, I never saw this side of you or whatever, mm-hmm. but you got to figure it out. You know, and nobody ever said it's not work. And I think that's the one thing, as often as we say marriage is work, people just don't realize that it's consistent work. Mm-hmm. And it's that consistency at putting in the work that makes the difference. And it's not like it's bad work, because it's a beautiful thing when you put in the work together.
Right. So, I mean, just kind of looking back on where you guys are now, and when you think about 5 or 6 years into your marriage, do you think this was a place that you guys would have actually been doing couples and doing podcasts?
Mm-mm. No, that was not part of the vision.
I mean, at year four, that's when I said that I wanted a divorce, and it took us probably about a year and a half or whatever to really work to get back to a place where we were you know, prior to. So, but I didn't think that we would be doing this. You know, I thought that once we got over the hump and we're just gonna be lovey and snooks and we're gonna be together and whatever. But I didn't see us doing, you know, the extra stuff. So,
and you said, you know, we got back to where we were before, but I actually believe that after the you know, year four, when she asked for divorce, and that year and a half, I felt like we were better than we've ever been.
Yeah.
And it's funny, because coming out of it, I don't remember thinking of Snooks as my best friend beforehand, but after the fact, like since then, I mean, she's hands down. She is my, I mean, I have some best friends I grew up with, but Snooks is my ace. She is my number one. It's not just my wife. I'm not just saying it because she's my wife. I mean, she really is my confidant, my everything. And I don't know that concept really rang as true prior to us going through the turmoil.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. That's a good point. Yeah.
I know you guys just have a lot of stuff going on now. When you think about your jobs, careers, and then you got the podcast and everything, how do y'all find balance for one another? I mean, because you got to make time also for the podcast and the coaching aspect. Oh my goodness gracious.
You know, so it's one of those things where we have to utilize our time wisely. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't have a lot of time, but in pockets, you know, right. We make sure that we're connecting. So throughout the day, I know he's working from home, so I'll send him a text message or something like that, and or he'll send me one, and you know, just a little phone call. Oh, I got 5 minutes. Let me call him something like that. So we may not have like hours to just sit and chill, but when we do connect and we do talk, mm-hmm. making sure that that time is spent wisely, so.
And it makes a difference. I mean, today's a perfect example. She's driving home from work. She lives about 15-20 minutes away from here.
He said she lives. Like
she lives.
I mean, works. She works.
That? All right. Because I was like,
she
works. His other family's coming out again or what?
15-20 minutes away from here. But I know she was on her way home. So I called her just to talk to her for like 5 minutes, even though she was coming home. Mm-hmm. But I knew that once she gets home, there's our grandson, there's our daughter. There's so many different things, you know, in that transition, that we just want to get in a good 5 minutes just to chat for a little bit.
There's football. So.
Yeah, there's football, you know.
Football.
But it's one. We have to be good stewards of the time that's given to us. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna lie, it's chaotic, especially right now. We've taken on so much, and we're doing so much with her in school as well. She's getting her master's. we have a difficult time finding balance.
Yeah.
I'm just keeping it real.
Right.
And even today, I had a person, he's a high level coach that owns his own company. He's back east. And he reached out after seeing each other at the 120 conference this week. And he reached out saying, hey, you know, you do X, Y, Z, you do boom, 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 boom. You know, I want to know if you'd be my accountability partner and we can talk and you can mentor me and how to balance all that.
Wow.
And I'm looking at the text like, really, man? I'm like, I've been praying to God, like, help me find balance.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, instead of God giving me balance, he's like, here, now.
Put something, something else on your plate, right?
Find balance with this.
I was about to say, yep. He gives you things to find balance with, you know.
And it comes down to being disciplined, which we were at one point, but it seems like it's like Jenga, right?
Yeah.
Instead of pulling them out, we're trying to stack them. It's like our house of cards. Uh-huh. We're trying to stack it. But what we're doing is we're checking with each other. And one of the biggest parts of our prayer in the morning, we pray together every single morning.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things we talk about is to help us be good stewards with all that you bless us with.
Wow.
That's time, money, relationships, with our children, with each other. It's about stewardship.
When you just said that, what made me think of was your mantra.
Oh, yeah.
You heard our mantra?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, duh. That's right. Yeah, you did.
You know, I heard that mantra.
You want to say it? I think it's imperative that because we say it, we pray together, then immediately after the prayer,
we
get directly
mantra.
Into our mantra. Mm-hmm. Tell
them. Oh, we are happy, healthy, wealthy, compassionate, real, accountable, and zealous and yielding couple after the heart of God and each other, as a husband, a wife, mentors, business owners, colleagues, grandparents, children, parents. We find solutions where others see problems. And by that, we are a blessing to everyone we come into contact with on a daily basis.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, you know what? I'm going to have to sit Alicia down and be like, oh, listen, girl. We need to come back with our mantra.
And it's funny, and we say it together, we alternate, you know, in the morning.
Yeah.
And it is good, you know, and it's funny, you need other couples, right? An iron tribe is going to help you kind of advance your relationship because I had a mantra, and then I've been asking Snooks, I'm going to keep it real. I've been telling her.
Tell me, yeah.
I said, you need to get your own mantra. And then one day she was like, well, why can't we have a mantra? And so then we morphed my mantra, and she liked it, so we adopted it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there's another couple that, you know, we rock with that they got a handshake. And we was like, ooh, they can't have a handshake, and we don't have one.
What?
So we had to get our little couple handshake. And but, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, you learn these little things, and you incorporate what makes sense for you. And
right.
Then the other things that don't, then you just keep it moving.
That's right. Got to add a little spice to it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I like it.
That's like right.
Dessert. Dessert.
So, y'all got MIC. It's going on. What kind of challenges did you guys have, like, in the beginning or, like, midway that you guys had to overcome?
Besides my attitude? Because I'm going to keep it real. I promise.
Keep it real.
You know, I felt like I thought you was trying to say something like.
No, he just looking.
Okay, he trying to see if you gonna tell the truth now.
Right.
No, it felt overwhelming, you know, and just trying to make sure, number one, it's like we don't want to halfway do it.
Right.
But my attitude sometimes I'm just like, look, they better be glad we doing it, you know. But. It's just the overwhelm, the feelings of overwhelming, being overwhelmed. God, I can't even get it out. Sorry. And, you know, you think about, okay, I got to do this. I got to do that. There's always going to be a checklist or laundry list of items or things that need to be done, you know, having to cook, having to be mom, be wife, be a student. And, you know, it just felt like things were just stacking up too much. So I was just like, ugh, do we have to do this? You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And it's ongoing. It's ongoing. I mean, in the same respect, there's times where I just feel burnt because, you know, you got to get in the studio, you got to edit all that. I'll tell you what, though, the coaching is the easiest part because we're interacting with another couple or an individual, if we're coaching an individual.
Right.
But when we're coaching, we feel like God's in the room with us because that's
Yeah.
That's what we were called to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The podcast came before the coaching, but it was the podcast that led us to coaching. Well, we were already doing the coaching, mm-hmm. and the podcast was kind of like an extension of that.
Unofficial. Yeah.
And then, but when we actually started working with couples professionally, one-on-one, getting all of our certifications and all of that, it just feels right. So we feel like we're being fulfilled when we're actually helping people find solutions. But the challenge is maintaining that energy, right? That consistency. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes like with the podcast, we were saying this week, like I'm at a loss. You know, we don't have some, well, I have one that's canned. I have a couple of interviews mm-hmm. that I still have to edit. But when it comes to the other ones that we fill in, we don't have anything. We got a little complacent. So it's one of those things where it's like, you know what? We're going to take one of our old ones, an oldie but a goodie, you know,
yeah.
going back to, let's go back to 2018, you know, or here's one of our favorites from 2019 or uh-huh. whatever, you know, we're going to recycle one because there's great content, great interviews, all that. But sometimes it's just, we are human that the battery runs low, especially after yeah. coming off of, you know, a major conference and then Snook's working. And then it's that balance piece that we were talking right. about earlier that makes it a little difficult.
So, right. I mean, and just kind of, cause something else just kind of came up, like, having the same balance, the same energy, the same ideas, yeah, the same, mm-hmm. you know, as for each other, because Lovey's kind of go,
mm-hmm.
more so than I am. I'm like, let's just sit and stay. He's like, no, come on, let's go. We could do it. We could yeah. whatever. So trying to make sure that we're on the same page
mm-hmm.
as far as we're MIC with MIC. Like he said earlier, the coaching, that almost is like second nature.
Yeah.
You know, when we start, we do it, we're listening. And I feel like it, because it's not like these ideas that we're talking about, or they're not like from, oh, I just popped out of my own head. I really feel like the spirit talks to us or mm-hmm. through us, you know, and gives us these ideas. So I'm like, oh, because I would have never thought of that. That's what I'm thinking, right. you know. But when we're talking about ideas or trying to come up with ideas for the podcast, you know, and just keeping the same level of energy, our energy levels are totally different sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like, and I'm like,
Shayline. But it's also trying to make sure that this doesn't interfere with the most important thing, and that's our covenant. Our
relation. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We never want MIC to come between Lovey and I, you know, mm. our relationship. We'll shut all this down before we let that happen. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I don't see that being that though, you know, mm-hmm. but there have been some contentious moments when it comes to podcasts and, you know, all the other things that go along with MIC.
Right.
So that probably is, you know, the more challenging part, making sure that you're on the same page
mm-hmm.
at the same time with the same energy as right. your partner.
Yeah, because I know it's a grind, and you try to be consistent. You guys been doing this what, 4 or 5 years?
4 years
since September of 2018 is yeah. when our first episode came out, and you know we're mm-hmm. it says like this next episode of being 213, but it's really more in the neighborhood of like 220.
Yeah.
Because yours truly forgot the number a few. And so, but yeah, I mean, and you're talking about consecutive weeks. It's a weekly thing. So
right.
every single week going back to September of 2018.
Yeah. And then you have the coaching aspect on top of that. Man, that's mm-hmm. a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah. Yeah. And plus our daily lives, like you mm-hmm. say, you know, he kind of pointed out earlier or made a statement earlier. Now we have our grandson with us, and mm-hmm. he's a whole different type of attitude, everything. So that he brings different energy, and he's like, okay, we gotta be on our A game, you know?
Well, yeah. And we both, you know, work in America, you know, I work uh-huh. a corporate gig. I have a high level position within my company, and she has a, you know, a strong position in her company as well.
It ain't strong.
But it's hey, but we put in them hours and that work, you know, and it's one of those things where There's a lot of things, and we just got to make sure that regardless of what is going on, that we don't lose sight of each other.
Yeah.
Be sure to stay tuned for part two with Snooks and Levy next week on the Why Not You Network. Y'all have a blessed week.